This is Sitka Spotlights, a series that features local residents sharing their art, work, and traditions with KCAW listeners.
Here's where we'll make the chin. Carving, as you can see, is the art of subtraction.
That's Mark Sixby, hewing a large trunk of red cedar into a traditional Tsimshian mask. Mark grew up in Metlakatla, Alaska, the state's only native reservation on an island in the southeast. His mother was a versatile artist.
She wove red cedar and yellow cedar bark into baskets, hats, backpacks, cedar mats. She just always had projects running, so she never sold anything. She would occasionally, you know, barter for masks and paddles and cool stuff, at least until I started carving, then I could keep her stocked.
In 2014, Mark came to Sitka for the Native Artist Residency Program at the Sheldon Jackson Museum, and he stayed on to carve, teach, and learn from the artists and influences here.
It's a lot of fun, really, if you come from one tradition to absorb a lot of really, really high-end traditional Tlingit art in this town. I think from being in Sitka, my color choices, you know, my color palette's shifting. I really do like the blue-green that goes on a lot of things here. I see my flat design, you know, becoming maybe thicker, bolder, more Tlingit-looking, I guess. There's a boldness to Tlingit art, and there's a self-assurance, a certainty.
Aside from technique, Mark says a good wood carver needs to understand the place, culture, and people that gave birth to that particular art form.
I think the soul is of work is something that you have to absorb. You know, you have to know the people. You have to, you know, really respect where it's coming from before you get that self-assurance.
The sun is out now. That means I need to work quickly because you run the risk. Very large cracks, but I think we'll be just fine.
The transformation from cedar trunk to mask is nearing its end, though many hours of precise shaping and painting remain. Mark explains that whether it's a mask, a drum, or a totem pole, a piece's ultimate purpose in some ways has more value than the artist who made it.
Now, you know, in the marketplace, we look for names and people with stories, whereas I think traditionally, you know, it was more about, well, who is this piece for? You know, who does this represent? The old work had this sort of mysterious quality to it. People look at it and sort of want to deconstruct, you know, what steps went into making this? But more importantly, you know, what was it used for? What relevance did this particular piece have? If it's a mask, you know, well, whose face is that? Who does this look like? What was it made for? You know, if I'm making a mask for performance purposes or drums that are going to be played, it really hits you on a deep level. And I think what I do for the marketplace is practicing for that.
That was Mark Sixby, Tsimshian woodcarver living in Sitka. This was the first of Sitka Spotlights, a series that features local residents sharing their art, work, and traditions. To listen to longer interviews, visit Sitka Spotlights at kcaw.org. Thanks to the Island Institute and the Sitka Fine Arts Camp for making this series possible through the Sitka Fellows Program.